from Hollywood, front and center. The United States Army, in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company, presents Front and Center, starring your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour. Dorothy, front and center.
Dorothy L'Amour reporting. Hello, everybody. Coming up front and center tonight are Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and our special guests, Edward G. Robinson and Gary Moore. But first, let's hit the road to Utopia with personality. Hank, downbeat, front and center. When Madame Pompadour was on a ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen, obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about Du Barry's look. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pyrrhus? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality.
Or in Romeo, see in Juliet, or Pierrot in Pyrrhus. And what about Jupiter and Juno? You know.
And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. And now it's time for this week's first guest star. It's that bright young comic, that man with a haircut who needs no introduction, but who's going to get it anyway, Gary Moore. Gary Moore, front and center.
Gary Moore reporting. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Your applause is wonderful, but I tell you what, instead of applauding tonight, let's everybody hiss. Come on, everybody hiss. Let's go all together. Thank you. You know, that's the first cool air I've felt in this town in 3 weeks. Real eastern weather we're having, isn't it?
Oh, Gary, it's always a kick to see your smiling face.
Well, thanks, Dottie. It's a thrill to be with you. Gee, just imagine me, a nobody, being introduced by Dorothy L'Amour, a somebody.
Oh, do you really think I'm a somebody?
Well, that's what everybody says. There goes L'Amour. That's somebody. And you know they're so right, too.
Well, personally, Gary,
That was a dirty snicker, that was. What'd you say?
I said, personally, I think we make a great combination, L'Amour and Moore.
Yeah, that's us, L'Amour and Moore.
Dorothy and Gary.
Dorothy and Gary.
Dottie and Squatty.
Miss L'Amour, I can only say that I am deeply hurt. I am terribly wounded.
Oh, now come. You don't really think of us as an ideal combination.
Well, I had thought, you know, you and your sarong and me and my sarong, we could make such beautiful laundry together. Well, I guess that's all over now.
Oh, I think it's best. So now let's get down to brass tacks. What really brings you here tonight?
Well, this being the cultural sort of program that it is, I thought it might be an excellent opportunity for me to premiere my new symphony. So if you'll introduce me, Dorothy, while I'm tuning up the orchestra, I shall soon explain to you what it's all about.
Ah, yes, friends. At this very moment, Dr. Garrison Moore has ascended the podium to present the world premiere of his new symphony. As the orchestra tunes up, Dr. Moore taps his baton on the stand in a signal for silence.
Gentlemen! I do hope you'll forgive me, friends, for shouting, but I do want my musicians to save their strength. The ones I borrowed from Lombardo get pooped out so easily. Now, in this new symphony of mine, friends, it's a sort of a beautiful love sort of thing entitled, Since I Slugged Her in the Teeth with the Candelabra, She Can't Sing the Words to Chubabra Chubabra. And I should like to point out that in it, I have borrowed several portions from the classics. Two notes from the second of Tchaikovsky. Two notes from the third of Brahms. Two notes from the fourth of Beethoven. And two shots from the fifth of Bourbon. Now, in the first movement entitled Andante Cantabile Poco Poco Your Father's G-Clef, the oboes represent the entrance of our heroine, Miss Angela Bingebucket. Now, Miss Bingebucket, it seems, is sort of an adventuress. She's a part-time ivory hunter and has married Don Amici for his teeth. But she realizes it was a very foolish move when in this movement she meets our hero, Chauncey, who immediately takes her into his arms and sings the heart-rending aria entitled, My Wife Ran Off with My Best Friend, and I Miss Him. Gentlemen, the first movement. Magnificent, gentlemen, magnificent. Sounded like the mating call of a wounded zipper. Lovely thing. Now, when our heroine, Angela Bingebucket, first sees our hero, she blushes modestly. She's one of those high-minded girls. Anyone can say hi to her and she won't mind. But our hero, Chauncey, is the independent type. He takes his hat off to no man, as a result of which he gets some pretty interesting haircuts. Now, in any event, it is in this movement that they plight their troth. Gentlemen, the schmaltz. Thank you, gentlemen. That movement, friends, featured our Reed section. And don't we wish they could? But this brings us to our finale and the day of the big wedding. Our heroine has been getting ready for months. She's been dieting and dieting, waiting for hips that never come in. But our hero can't wait that long. It seems that he's just had a terrible accident. He's gotten his false teeth in upside down, and before anybody could stop him, he chewed up half his head. Terrible thing. Now, I should like to point out that in this entire finale, the entire finale has been especially arranged for one bassoon, two glockenspiels, three tipples, and two small children sucking oranges in the balcony. Gentlemen, the finale. And now, friends, excuse me. And now, friends, so you won't quit, huh? Okay, take that. I'm sorry, friends, I forgot. No matter what you do to Evelyn, you can't hurt that magic violin.
Gary Moore. Now I know how a scoop of ice cream feels in a malted milkshaker. But here comes a young man who knows how to straighten us all out with some good advice. Hal Gibney, front and center.
USAFI.
USAFI, what does that spell?
It spells opportunity, Dottie, for every young man in search of an education. USAFI. Those are the initials of the United States Armed Forces Institute, the school whose campus is the world wherever American soldiers are stationed. Listen, all you young fellas. Just as soon as you enlist in our new regular army, you are eligible to study one or more of the courses offered by the United States Armed Forces Institute. You have your choice of 189 self-teaching courses and 149 correspondence courses, besides classroom instruction. Open to you are courses on both the high school and college levels, as well as many vocational subjects. 11 of America's leading educators help direct USAFIA, which offers you such subjects as history, psychology, electronics, engineering, chemistry, mathematics, languages, and, well, just about any subject you'd care to study. Remember, men, practically every big school and college in the United States accepts these courses for academic credit. So learn while you earn in our new regular Army. Enlist now at the Good Army Pay and get in on the benefits of the Army Education Program. USAFI, helping build the future of the men who are protecting America's future.
Last week, we let Henry Russell, the leader of our fine orchestra, introduce the number they played. The boys liked it so much, we decided to let Hank do his own announcement again this Sunday. Mr. Russell, front and center.
Thanks, Dottie. This time, the boys have whipped up a real pull-and-leather arrangement of a novelty number that was one of Hollywood's early contributions to Pan-American harmony, the carioca.
Jeeves, my shawl and my combs, I'm going Latin au gratin. Henry Russell. Now it's time for our second guest star. This week, it's a famous collector of fine paintings. To get the money to get those fine paintings, he also does some fine acting. Ladies and gentlemen, Edward G. Robinson. Edward, front and center.
Edward G. Robinson reporting.
Edward, what's this about you muscling in on my territory?
Oh, that's right, Dottie. I'm working the Paramount Studio District now.
So I hear. My stool pigeons tell me you're starring in The Night Has a Thousand Eyes.
Well, thanks for the plug, Dottie.
No trouble, Edward. And now, will you tell us something about the play you're going to do tonight?
It's called Begin at the End and was written by Milton Geiger, one of our outstanding radio writers. In the acting department with me are Rye Bilsberry and Lois Corbett. Dottie, will you set the scene?
It is deep night on a great steel bridge. In the shadow of a studded girder, a shabbily dressed man watches another, a younger man at the rail of the bridge across the highway. The younger man leans over the rail, staring down at the dark, still river. Suddenly, he grips the rail very hard and begins to climb upon it. At the same time, the older man across the highway steps rapidly out of the shadow and darts across the street, calling...
Oh, just a minute there, young fellow.
What do you want?
Got a match?
Match? Well, yes. Yes, here you are.
Thanks. Got a cigarette?
Here. You can have the whole pay.
Yeah? How come?
I don't need them.
No?
No.
Well, how come?
I just won't need them, that's all.
Well, have one, anyhow, on you.
I thought you wanted a smoke.
No, I don't smoke. Go ahead, boy. Better have one.
All right. Thanks.
Matt?
Thanks.
Now then, son, I've been watching you watch the river. Don't even think of it, boy.
What do you mean?
The river doesn't solve any problems. It only erases the figures.
Who asked you?
Oh, nobody. I'm telling you. Free, gratis, for nothing. And I would like to invite your attention to the fact that the river is full of apple cores, orange peels, and miscellaneous unidentified rubbish. Undistinguished company, my fine acrobatic friend.
All right, drop it. That's enough now.
Like to go for a little walk?
What for?
Well, get off the bridge. Someplace where it's safer.
All right. I don't care.
Well, this way, son. This way. Now, son, why did you try it?
What's a fella to do? Nobody wants what I've got to offer in this world. I've tried. Lord, I've tried. Disappointments, ridicule, indifference. What's the use? I just don't want what I've got.
Well, what have you got?
I'm an artist. I paint. Used to paint, that is.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
No, I'm through, washed up, finished.
Finished? Well, son, you haven't even started.
I tell you, it's useless.
Uh-huh. Well, let's go in here, shall we?
Here? Disreputable-looking place. What's doing in there?
I live here.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Oh, that's all right. Forget it. Come on upstairs. My wife will make you something to eat. Oh, watch out on these stairs. You know, no carpeting, no planks, no nothing. They'll snuff out your life if you don't watch it. Here. This is where I hang out. Come on in.
Who's there, Jim?
Yeah, I've brought somebody. This one paints.
I hear you.
Paints.
Good evening, young man.
Good evening, ma'am.
Sit down. I'll bring you something to eat.
See?
Just sit down and make yourself at home.
Go ahead, have a chair. Pick a good one.
I gather this happens pretty regularly with you.
Well, not long ago, it was a middle-aged engineer. His bridge fell into the river, and he was all for diving in after it. Say, what is there about rivers that's so attractive, I'd like to know?
Rivers and bridges.
Yeah.
Castles on the Rhine. You know, I had a toy construction set once.
Hmm?
When I was young, that is.
Oh, sure. When you were young. Well, go on.
Yeah, so I used to lie on the floor, you know, with all the little steel beams and nuts and bolts and brass wheels and pulleys.
Yes.
And an apple.
Oh, naturally. How can anyone engineer without an apple?
My mother said someday I'd be an engineer.
You know, strange about mothers. She saw a bridge in your destiny somewhere, only she didn't see it clearly enough.
I'm glad of that.
Now, look, son. I want you to look at me.
Yeah?
10 years ago, the doctor said I had 1 year left to live.
What?
Go west, they said, or I'd be finished in 1 year, flat.
That must have been a jolt.
10 years ago, mind you. That means I should have been pushing up violets for the last 9 years. And am I? I am not.
That's hard to believe.
All right, here comes Martha again. Ask her, just for fun. Go on, ask her.
Ask me what? I'm a busy woman. Your eggs, young man. And yours. Coffee? Milk?
Coffee, please.
First, I want you to tell this young fellow what the doctor said about me.
Tell him.
Yeah, go on. Tell him.
Well, they said you had a year.
See?
I'll see about some coffee for both of you.
Now there, what did I tell you? They gave me 1 year. I just sat around and moped, taking my beating, sitting down. The West was my only chance, some sanitarium out on the desert. That was a laugh. Didn't have a nickel. Then I got mad. I saw all those people in the street alive without knowing the treasure of life that was theirs. Life. To walk in the sun. To watch the Yankees hammer them out in the red October days. New world coming and me not there to see it. It burned me. I got sore. Oh, man, did I get sore. Want to know what I did? Go ahead, ask me what I did.
What did you do?
Boy, I did it. We scraped and saved and sold everything we had. We collected a few dollars, not near enough, but it was something. We started west, on foot. We walked and walked and thumbed and thumbed and walked some more. I don't exactly know how we did it, but we got there. It was a shack in the New Mexico desert. We evicted two rattlesnakes and a scorpion and moved in. It was lonely and rough, but I wanted to live. And I lived.
And here you are.
And here I am.
Thanks, mister. Thank your wife for me, will you?
Here, where do you think you're going?
Back to the bridge. I'm going to put that bridge on canvas.
Good boy.
I'm going to paint it, and it's going to be great.
Good boy. And you'll see it's only the beginning. Yeah, things look pretty dark. They look like the end, but it's only the beginning. Take it from me, boy. Start new. Begin now. Begin at the end. Well, that's about all. Goodbye.
I won't forget. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, kid. God be with you.
Where did he go, the young man?
He went back.
He'll be all right, won't he, Jim?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I heard what you told him, Jim.
No? Raising my voice again, was I?
You're a great man, Jim. I wouldn't have any other.
And soon enough, you won't have me either.
Oh, don't say that, Jim.
I'm sorry.
I heard what you were telling him. It was a fine sales talk, Jim. Fine, noble words.
Fine, empty words.
But a fine sales talk, Jim.
Sales talk? Sales talk. Martha, I think I've just sold myself a great idea.
Jim.
I wonder if I could do it.
Do what?
That fantastic yarn I handed that kid. I can do it. I will. Martha, get ready. We're going west.
Oh, that was a beautiful acting chore, Edward G. Robinson. Thanks for being with us. And now, once more, Hal Gibney, front and center.
Say, you fellas just recently out of high school, how'd you like to travel and get more education at the same time? You can, and get paid for it, too. For example, you can enlist now for 3 years in one of the famous infantry divisions of your choice in the Far East, and the Army will help you continue your education in Japan. See your local recruiting officer about this, fellas. He has a list of divisions in the Far East Command which are open to you right now. In the Far East alone, more than 75,000 GIs are studying everything from English literature to business administration. They're fitting themselves for a better future through courses in the United States Armed Forces Institute, which we told you about earlier tonight. In addition, the infantry has some mighty fine service schools of its own, teaching leadership, motor mechanics, radio repair, and many other technical specialties. And when you serve overseas, that high army pay is increased 20%. Without a penny of expense for food, clothing, housing, medical, or dental care. Fellas, it all adds up to one of the biggest opportunities ever offered to America's young men. Get the full details first thing tomorrow morning. See your local Army recruiting officer.
Here's a new song that's got an old-fashioned title, Just an Old Love of Mine. But that's just about the only thing that's old-fashioned about it, as you'll hear when Hank gives the lead in. Just an old love of mine that began with dinner and I thought everything would be fine, but now he's an old love of mine. Just an old dream gone wrong.
that began with the sweetest love song. And I've carried memories so long for just an old love of mine. So many times I've been lonely to do the things we would do, and I go back to remember. But I'd see all the people we knew.
Front and Center is presented each Sunday at this time by the United States Army in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company. This program is written by Bill Dench and produced and directed by Glenn Hall Taylor. Dorothy Lamour, Front and Center.
Reporting, Hal. Well, folks, it's window shuttering time again for this week. Next Sunday, we'll all be back with the welcome mat. Our special guests will be George Burns and Gracie Allen and Ronald Reagan. Until then, for Gary Moore, Edward G. Robinson, Henry Russell and his orchestra, the crew chiefs, and Hal Gibney, this is Dorothy Lamour wishing you good night and good luck. Until we meet again, I salute you.
NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.